Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Siss, and welcome to Seller Notes. You know, Al, it wasn't all that long ago that you and I, if we needed to taste some Italian Pinot Grigio, would kind of nod and smile and...
Do we have to?
Do we really have to? But thank you for doing some research, because I don't know that... I mean, in the last couple of years, I don't think we need to do that anymore.
No, they've gotten so much better, Hugh. Far more palatable. They used to be very lean and mean and acidic with the kind of watery without a whole lot of fruit. There just was no reason.
There wasn't now, a lot of there.
Exactly. Now there's tons of reasons for doing it. I tried three, and they have a sequence that they do. So I'm going to start with the lightest and driest and move up to the most opulent one. And let's see what we've got here. The first one is San Pietro Pinot Grigio from Alto Adige Sud Tirol from 2020. This is the northeast of Italy.
Right.
Of the three, it was the palest. It was a had a nice nose of melon and green pears. And the wine is pretty lean, but it has good acidity. It has really good fruit. So there's a reason to drink this. There's a nice bit of fruit here. I thought the lemon-lime notes were good. Green apple and a touch of minerality to finish it off. It's quite dry, and I thought it was the most seafood-friendly of the wines that I've tried. Now, moving up a step and becoming a little more full is Caltern Pinot Grigio Alto Adige Sud Tirol. And if you get a sense of maybe an Austrian influence because of all these names, Caltern, Sud Tirol, well, that's because that part of Italy used to be part of Austria. And there's a lot of that influence remaining. This was a fairly medium gold, very clear, beautiful color with a simple aroma of green pear and minerals. And on the palate, the wine was plump and it was loaded with fruit. There was sweet pear and lemon, and those were dominating the flavors. And it was just kind of a richer, more opulent format. So very good acidity, holds hands with a hint of pétillance in this thing. Very refreshing. So I said, bring on the prosciutto and ham for this one.
Son of a gun.
That would work for me. But the one that really stole my heart was just totally different than what we used to get. This is Antonio Facchio, Pinot Grigio Venezia, 2021. This one was $13. The other two were $14 and $17, respectively. This is $13, and it was just wonderful. It was kind of pink in color, but that's the color of the skins, the natural color of Pinot Gris skins. There was a kind of a cloud of biscuity yeast floating over the aromas. It was followed by a green pear and spring flowers. And the wine was just delicious and inviting. It was very full in the mouthfeel, big, round, and soft. There was a sequence of flavors that I discovered, sweet yellow pears, lime, and this minerality. One quibble was that the acid was just a tad low, but I'm not going to complain about that. This was very, very much like Alsatian Pinot Gris.
Really?
Yep. And I thought it was fabulous. There's a dish called vitello tonnato, which is veal and tuna with a tuna sauce. This would be absolutely perfect for that.
Wow.
So look up the recipe and go shopping. That's the Antonio Facchio, and it's $13, wine of the week. You got to try it. It's really nice. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Siss. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.